Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Sunday Satsang, July 20th, 2020, Shri Radhakundam. Pandit Shri Krishna as well as Maharaj Ki Jai, Srimati Radharani Ki Jai, Shri Raj Dharan Ki Jai, Srimadan Gopal Thakurji Ki Jai, Radharaman Ki Jai, Kunjai Shri Radharani Ki Jai, Sabhaktagan Ki Jai. So the question is asked, is number one, July 12, 2020. What are the qualities of the Sad Shishya? Talk about the Sad Guru and the Sad Shishya. The qualities of a Sad Shishya are the qualities of any disciple. Any proper disciple is a Sad Shishya. So the qualities of a disciple are mentioned in Hari Bhakti Vilas. These qualities that are mentioned, these are the qualities of a Sad Shishya. So we want to be a Sad Shishya, we should pray to Krishna to manifest these qualities in our mind and heart and our behavior and our attitude. Muktavali, one Shastra called Muktavali, says a Sad Shishya should be modest. And he should have a loving disposition. He should be a loving person. He should be truthful. Have a pure character. Sad Shishya should be intelligent, free from arrogance, free from lust and anger, surrendered to his guru, and always devoted to Bhagavan Sri Krishna. With all the activities of one's body, mind, and words. And the Sad Shishya should be sincerely honor others, should be very sincere in honoring others, and should control the senses and be compassionate. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Gyara Skanda, chapter 10, verse 6, there's a verse that describes the Sad Shishya's qualities. Amani, Amatsaro Daksho, Nirmamo Drita Sorida, Asatvaro Arto Jignasur, Anasuyur Amogavak. The first quality of this is Amani. Disciple of Sad Shishya should be without pride and free from false ego. Should be Amani. And Amatsaro means Sad Shishya never thinks that one is the doer. I'm simply an instrument in the hands of Guru, an instrument in the hands of Krishna, instrument in the hands of devotees. So the Sad Shishya never thinks, I am the doer, Amatsaro. And the third quality of a Sad Shishya is Daksha. Aman Yamatsaro Daksho. Daksha means that the Sad Shishya is not lazy. He should be active, he or she. Sad Shishya should be active and expert in serving Krishna and serving Sri Hari, Sri Guru and Vaishnavas. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami Pad says, Daksha, expert, means a person who does very quickly a difficult task. So something is difficult to do, if you do it very quickly and properly, then you're known as Daksha. And this should be the quality of a Sad Shishya. You should expertly serve Krishna and very quickly, not procrastinate, put off till later, I'll do it later. Should do it efficiently and quickly to please Hari, Guru, and Vaishnavas. And then it's Nirmamo Drita Sorida. Nirmamo means Nirmam, not mine. Nirmamo means a Sad Shishya is without, he's devoid of possessiveness. He doesn't have the sense of me and mine. He doesn't maintain the attitude or the mentality of me and mine. in relation with his wife, her husband, and children, Nirmamo. And Drita Sarita means that the Satshishya is fixed in a mood of loving friendship with Shri Guru. Drita means firm and fixed, and Sarita means friendship, affection. Sarita means heartfelt affection. With heart, he has a mood of loving friendship with Shri Guru. The Satshishya installs the Guru on the throne of his heart. In the Singhasana of his heart, he enshrines the Guru, and he worships the Guru in his heart with every breath. Drita Sarita. Nirmamo Drita Sarita. And then the next quality is Asatvaro. Asatvaro means that the Satshishya is patient. He's patient in attaining the goals of bhakti. The Satshishya steadily practices bhakti bhajan while always desiring advancement and spiritual understanding. And the Satshishya is not bewildered due to material passion, Asatvaro. And then the Bhagavatam says, Artha Jignasur means that the Satshishya is intensely desirous and keen to know the truth, wants to know the absolute truth. And he's Anasuyur. Anasuyur means free of envy. And the last quality of the Satshishya, he's controlled in speech. The Satshishya does not waste time in loose conversations and always remains completely free from useless conversation. Useless conversation and loose talk. It's called a Moghavak. Vishnu Chakravarti comments on this 11th canto of Bhagavatam verse. The Satshishya should have strong affection for Guru and Bhagavan Sri Krishna. But at the same time, he practices steadily. He or she is not hasty in attaining the desired goal of Satvara. These are the qualities of the Satshishya. Hari Bhakti Vilas also lists other qualities. And basically, if someone is a good devotee, exhibiting the qualities of a proper Vaishnava, and all the proper behavior of Vaishnava, and trying to implement the six limbs of Sharanagati, taking shelter and surrender, then automatically they'll be a good disciple. They'll be a proper Satshishya. To do proper Bhakti Bhajan, chanting 16 rounds at least every day, studying Bhagavatam and Goswami Granths every day, serving Hari, Guru, Vaishnava, Tulsi Devi, etc. every day. Then one will develop all good qualities by the mercy of Krishna in the heart, the blessings of Guru and Vaishnavas. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Jai Pandit Sri Krishna's Babi Maharaj Ki Jai. Satshishya ki jai, Radha ki jai.